All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, boobs.
We're here.
My boo-boo babies.
We're here.
We are. How are you?
I'm good.
How's your day going?
My day's been good. So happy that the week has come to a close. Today it came to a close for me because I'm off.
What?
Yes. You know, my job.
Oh.
My job lets us have a day off for our birthday. My birthday's on Monday, the 23rd. But I'm using tomorrow as my off day.
And you're going to go to work on Monday?
Yeah.
You better be glad they didn't give me this day.
You've been told me they didn't.
But you would have had it. You would have been going to work and I would have been off on your birthday.
No. If you would have been off on my birthday, I would have been off on my birthday. You told me. What the hell?
I always take off for this girl's birthday and this year.
She told me some time ago that they did not give her her day off on my birthday. And she said, I figured, it's fine because I'll probably be returning.
That's what I thought. But I had requested it some time ago. And you would have been at work because you would already requested Friday off. And I wouldn't have known.
No, I wouldn't. If you would have, I just requested Friday off on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The floating holiday.
Right.
I'm like, hold on, because I plan to be off. So are you guys going to do something on Friday?
At night.
Cute.
In the daytime, I can't believe I'm working on my birthday. That's so adult.
Yeah, no, that's so, yeah.
It's so adult.
It's okay. So then what are you guys going to do anything on Monday on your birthday, your actual B-day?
Dinner on my birthday.
Oh, so then that's what I said. Is something happening on Friday?
No.
Why are you off?
It was convenient for me to be off because I have a lash appointment, so I said, and it's at 2.
Yeah.
So I said, instead of finessing
the work day.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So yes, it's Brittany's birthday weekend. We're getting ready for some fun. If you haven't already, check out our Patreon playlist. If your birthday is this month, there's a special birthday bitch song at the end for you. So happy birthday to the Leos and to the Virgos.
Yes.
Gang, gang.
LVs. Put your LVs up.
Stop. Put your lighters up. It's put your lighters up. Yeah. So yeah, happy birthday to y'all. How are you feeling going into your 33rd birthday?
I haven't taken.
Have you been doing some reflecting?
No, I haven't taken the time to reflect and feel. Maybe on the day. I haven't though.
Okay. We'll come back next week.
Maybe at the check-in we'll reflect.
Okay.
On festivities, feelings.
How you've grown in the last year.
Yeah, how I've grown.
What has changed?
What has changed?
Yeah, what you're hopeful for. These are her journal prompts as you reflect.
That's what I'm going to talk about.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah. So I'm getting older and I'm getting wiser.
Yes. So my day and my week.
Yeah, how's your week?
I got my jab.
How did you feel? Juice girl called me. I said, are you crying? Are you crying?
Almost. I got my jab, y'all.
The jab? Who named it
the jab? I don't know. The jab, initially jab was supposed to be like a code name. I don't know if it's European, but I know people were using it instead of vax because a lot of posts were getting flagged. So they just started calling it the jab. Oh. I don't know what the origin of it is. Maybe y'all could tell me. Maybe I'll Google it after and figure it out. I don't know. But I got my first jab. You know, I was shaking like a leaf. I told her, just inject me. Just inject me. Ooh, y'all, I had a wild ride post-vaccine. I said,
you're the first one, not that I've known, not God. That I've had hella accounts of post-vax experiences, but you're the first one that I know to get rocked like that after the first one. It's
That's
usually the
sound
second
of my
one.
My body could take this.
I had to reschedule my second one. So I'm going to get my second one on the 5th now.
I'm like, if it was poison, just say that. What the hell y'all
yeah,
give
I'm
me?
Getting my But you know, I was listening to The Read, and they said that New York is already requiring the vaccination in so many places.
They are everywhere.
I thought that it was going to be the 13th.
Oh. I mean,
but they said currently...
But we'll already have two.
I know.
We'll already have our two doses. Ooh, y'all. So say a prayer for me. I have my second dose in a couple weeks. But the way I was feeling last night and the day, I said, ooh, what is this?
Yeah.
What's in there? Give me that ingredients list.
We need all the New York mommies to drop some places that we should go. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in New York for a few days.
Yeah.
So let us know. We're the hot spot all night. I'll pop at the... That was a song.
I remember, but what was it?
I got the hot something.
She don't know. So, yes, the weekend's going to be fun.
Oh, so this weekend for my birthday weekend.
Okay.
On Saturday, we're going to the Selection concert.
Healing through music. Yes.
Experience.
Yes.
Which will be fun, nice. Always love music and healing. Great combo. And then Sunday, we're going to Temecula for a little bit of wine and a little bit of dine.
Oh, the wine and dine. The wine and dine. I ordered your gift, but it doesn't seem like it'll be here on time. I won't be able to present.
It's okay.
I think we're
past that. The gift's been late so many years.
Your gift's on the way. I mean, the way the post office is working in these mail systems, it don't blame me.
They better not lose this one.
I know her Christmas gift was lost.
Yeah, they lost my shit.
You know, you haven't redeemed that. You haven't redeemed my offer to get you something
it's
else.
It's okay. It was Savage by Fenty. And I have on one of my pieces.
Oh.
A little gingham.
Well, if you decide you want to redeem, I still have credit. Okay. But yeah, it'll be a good weekend. I think it'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
MR producer's coming in, so that'll be fun. And
yeah.
A good little girl's day. Time to hang out.
Yeah.
So
that's the week, huh?
That's the week.
So you all have done a good job. We have to give you your flowers when you give us ours. So you guys did an amazing job this week coming through with the ratings and the reviews. We really, really appreciate you. If you're new here, leaving a rating and leaving a review for this show via Apple Podcasts is valuable.
It's the way you get
to our hearts. It's worth more than gold.
Yes.
Almost. And it really helps our show. Mm-hmm. So we have a goal of 2,000 that we're trying to reach by the end of this year, the close of 2021. And we're almost there. We're at 1811. So let's shout out our review of the week. Sharon Shea says, I've recently have gotten into podcasts. My apologies to the community at whole because I never review or rate anything really. Mm. But I'm tracking that we must do our duty as fans. I know you ladies are doing your thing on the air or interwebs, so I can only see more success for you in the future. But I regret seeing great shows or art from us not being recognized, so not on my watch. Anyway, real homegirl vibe is the truth. Your banter is real conversation and not performative. Very relatable to listen to ladies talking in real time about themselves and receiving real feedback from a friend and not just a co-host.
Purr.
Period.
Big purr. Big purr.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, I don't know if we just really this good that y'all love us this much, but thank y'all for not leaving no raggedy ass reviews, child. Y'all never drag us, and I'm thankful. And you know, if this show is not for you, just go quietly.
Just leave.
That's
we're
how
not
we
asking
like it.
You to stay here. We're not asking you to be here. We're just asking yeah. for respect. We know that we're not going to be everybody's cup of tea,
and that's fine.
But if you want to drink from the cup and you want to get your fingers moving, then it needs to be respect, or you can just leave.
Yes.
We don't have time for anything other than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but when I go through those reviews and you guys leaving, you girls leaving kind words,
yeah,
warms my heart. Same, so thank y'all for giving us our flowers, because sometimes it's your words that put the wind beneath our wings. Okay? It's your words that put the wing beneath
flapping,
our wings.
Okay.
Patty.
Flapping.
Patty.
Flapping.
Yes. Another thing that keeps the lights on and wind beneath wings are our Patreon homegirls.
Yes.
So as you all know, Patreon is a very exclusive membership community that we're building over there. It's filled with trust, a lot of safe space, a lot of sharing, giving you more of what you love, bonus content, goodies. I mentioned earlier, we have the playlist that just dropped. We have our bonus episode that will be available this month. Our mid-month check-in will be available this month. So a lot of things over there. We also are transitioning the platform to a one-size-fits-all. So this might be a good time for you to join. You get everything at one flat rate.
Yep.
So yeah, who is our patron?
We have one patron this week. One.
But she
I
is
love
a queen.
A balance. It's actually a he.
A he. It better not be that. Better not be that.
It's
Najee. Our Najee?
Yes.
Najee. Get your ass. Why, Najee? Oh my God.
Najee, I mean, hey, he's a brother that I trust.
I trust too, but Najee.
Najee is our patron of the week. One of our homeboys.
He's probably on there getting all the tea, listening. Listening like, what's that man's name? What's that little character's name?
Dexter.
Yes. Getting his Dexter on like, here, Najee. My God. As you grow, you have no control over who listens. And
I'm only looking for two names.
Period.
That are banned. And they know who the fuck they are. The moment those come, record scratch, shut down the platform, temporary suspend.
Block. Immediately no.
Refund.
Immediately
money.
No.
Immediately
I've
no.
seen all I needed to see. Immediately
yeah,
no.
Immediately no.
Yeah, they already know. Don't
block
come over here.
Content shut down. Yeah. Okay?
Don't try to support like that. Give me $10 a month.
Give it to me. Cash at me and I'll transfer it over. But you will not receive content.
You will not. Okay, well, thank you, Najee. Really yes. appreciate your support. Wasn't expecting, but
appreciative.
Damn, he gonna be all in the tea.
Appreciative nonetheless. So
I think it's just that time to talk about last week's episode.
It is.
Last week we talked about moving on, letting go. We wrapped up our Thriving Over Surviving series. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. We really enjoyed it. A lot of light bulb moments, a lot of more self-awareness came out of it. So if you are interested in conversation about how to move on, how to move forward, why it's hard to do, and you want to hear our perspective and our experience, please make sure you go back and listen to that episode.
Go on back.
But this week, we're kicking off a new series.
And Siri, I'm so excited about this series.
I'm very excited too, because we had amazing feedback when we talked about this topic in the past. Y'all love it so much. We love it so much because it resonates with us. But we're talking about friendship. This is our friendship Reloaded.
Friendship Goals Reloaded.
Friendship Goals Reloaded series. Yeah. So it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. It's filled with goodies. And we're kicking off.
It's filled with goodies. I love talking about friendships.
Same.
And that's one of the core values of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship.
Homegirl vibes. It's what we do here.
It's homegirl vibes hair.
Ding.
So today we're going to be talking about communication styles. Yes. Because communication is something that we talk about so much. It's something that we really place high value on, mm-hmm. because that's how we
interact.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's how we interact with mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. And we usually talk about it from a relationship perspective. Like, once you're saying what you want in a person or a partner, you're like, we need to be able to communicate, be able to communicate.
Yeah.
Effective communicator. And that's very important in friendships too, because we are usually, your friendships are the people that you are in communication with the most frequently. And so you want to have some alignment there, mm-hmm. even if it's not alignment, an understanding of how to communicate effectively right. with your friends, so mm-hmm. that we can make sure our messages are being received how we intend for them to be received.
Yeah.
There's no,
that it's clear.
Confusion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
It's clear.
And so in order to do that, we need to have some fundamentals presented, listed yeah. out, understood, heard. So that we can ensure that we're showing up in these
and showing out.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to just show up in our friendships. We want to show out.
We do want to show out.
We want to show out.
And we want to sustain. We want our friendships to be sustainable. And so many friendships break and end over miscommunication and petty things that could have been avoided mm-hmm. had there been an understanding of, okay, this is how you receive information. This mm-hmm. is how I receive information. There's so many friends that we just talk, kick to the curb. We kick friends to the curb, like dirty panties to put in the laundry.
Not the dirty.
Done with these. I'm done with these.
Yeah.
Damn near disposable.
Yeah.
Tampons.
Yeah, yeah. Not the tampons.
And that's not cool. We need to do better. So. Yeah.
So, I mean, I agree with all of that. Super important to communicate effectively. That's how these friendships are going to last, right? Outside of compatibility, outside of alignment, outside of common interests and goals, is going to be how you communicate with your homegirls.
For sure.
Right? So just a little backstory on our friendship. If you are new here, if this is the very first time you've ever listened or ever watched, if you're watching us on YouTube, because we are on motherfucking YouTube.
We are on YouTube when we've been there.
We ain't new here. Just a little new,
right?
Freshman. Now listen, if you're new here, just a quick little context of Brittany and I's friendship. We met 10 years ago now, just so you know. Decade in this bitch,
and it's our anniversary.
Oh my god. And we're having such a special luxurious friendcation.
Oh, we are. So every year we go on.
Yeah.
It's been tradition for a few years now.
Three or four now?
Four years.
Four?
18.
Oh, yeah.
Four.
17.
Four.
Yeah.
We've been going on a friendcation around the same time, really. That's
yeah,
so crazy.
Yeah, it's always the same time.
And this year, we are really treating ourselves
to a
beautiful friendcation. Can't wait.
Luxurious friendcation.
Yeah.
And this makes sense because it's our 10-year friendiversary. So it's a nice vacation. It makes sense. Not that you have to wait until you've been friends for 10 years, but we've been friends for 10 years. We met in college. We are in the same sorority. We are line sisters. And that's the budding origin of our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of progressed and evolved and became this natural, organic union.
Yes.
And here we are today.
Here we are with you all, talking with you all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And learning more about each other every day.
We do. We do learn a lot about each other.
We do.
How well do you feel like we communicate with one another?
I think our communication is top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Top two, and it's not two.
That's it. Why do you think we communicate so well?
You know, at first I thought we communicated so well with each other because, like, we're very similar, but I now with more like learning, I feel like we communicate well with each other because we understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that makes it so good, because mm-hmm. I understand how I need to come at you
to come at.
Don't come at me crazy.
You coming at me crazy.
Don't come. I understand. You know
I be in these streets yeah. real crazy, right. real stupid.
Moving real stupid. Got a life insurance.
Mine.
I understand how I need to come at you in order for you to receive what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
And I understand that our communication styles are very different. Mm-hmm. The way that I receive and the way that I give, like my natural state of giving,
yeah.
is very different from the way that you receive.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's why I think our communication is top tier.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I'll add, I think that's true. And I also think because there is a safe space here that we can say what we need to say. And there's been some times, I mean, it's a learning curve, you know, like there's been some times where maybe we don't communicate as effectively. And then we have our like one little spat.
Yeah, we're not perfect.
Our yearly spat. Our yearly spat where it's like, okay, hold on. That kind of like what
went
the fuck?
To the left. Yeah, went to the left and went to the left.
It never gets disrespectful. No. It's usually just emotional because of me. It gets a little like, why? But it's usually pretty like judgment-free, safe, which makes it also easier
for
to
sure.
communicate. Right. So
one good thing I like about you though is because the thing with me is if I
what do you like
a whole like, lot of foreplay right before you get
it started. What do you like? Me on top.
Me on top.
Sometimes what? When I get upset or in like disagreements, I just will shut down and I'm like, I don't even want to talk about it. Stonewall. That's the term. And Germany is, no, we're going to solve it right here, right now. We're going to resolve it right here, right now, because we cannot leave each other on these terms. We need to figure it out.
Yes.
And hug.
Yes, there's always a hug to
I'm
wrap
like,
it.
Like, fine.
It is.
Let's
it
resolve
is.
It.
It is. I do. Because I'm not...
She don't want to be on bad terms.
I don't want to be on bad terms ever. Because then, like, once you leave on bad terms, then there's that weird energy and space to try to
make
get back.
It can make it deeper than it needs
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, it's like,
it
now we've left.
Deeper. It can make it deeper.
Like, who's going to hit who? How long are we going to go?
Know,
like, it
childish.
Would be that. And it's like, who wants to fucking do that? And right. I'm going to be like, she going to text me this morning. It's too fucking much.
Waking up this morning.
Yeah, so it's like, I'd rather just everybody say what they're going to say. Say your opinion. I'm going to say my opinion. We're going to get it out. And then it has to be done right here. Because I don't really like conflict. If a bitch bring it to me, then I'm going to...
You'll line it up.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing it. But if you bring it to me, it will be brought in.
Right.
And we're going to do what we got to do. But I don't want to be in conflict with nobody that I gang with. Like, I don't want to have no weird energy and no... I don't want to do that. So, yeah. Yes, I do like to resolve right then and there. Big purr.
Yes. So there are four different types of communication styles. Mm-hmm. These are important to know when you, just for yourself, for self-awareness, but also it's imperative to know the communication style of your friend.
Yeah.
That way there's, I don't even want to say grace, because sometimes we extend so much grace to where things just can get disrespectful, mm-hmm. but there's an understanding of how your friend communicates. And so maybe you won't take things so personal all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like, I get it and I know how to deal with it accordingly. It's yeah. nothing to take necessarily personal.
Yeah. I think I had to learn that about you because you're very direct. And
yeah,
like,
I am very direct.
Yeah. And then I'm kind of like, okay, she's just saying the way she feels because it's just what it is. And I am so emotional that I have to a lot of times be like, don't take it personally. Like, it's not you. It yeah. has nothing to do with you. Like, it does not. So I think that is good.
Yes. So let's go through the four communication styles and then we can let them know like which one we identify with.
Let's get it.
So the first type of communication is passive communication.
Mm-hmm.
These are the type of people that are like, it doesn't matter. I want everyone to be happy. Whatever you want to do is okay with me. Go mm-hmm. with the flow. Mm-hmm. Go on with the wind. And most people use this type of communication when they don't want to have any conflict or any confrontation. It's just kind of keep the peace, not Luda. Not yeah. disturbing, but keeping
yeah.
passive mommies, passive communication mommies.
I feel like sometimes I can be passive.
For sure.
Yeah. Just because I'm just like, oh, whatever. I don't.
Because you hold to a high regard being easy.
And being harmonious.
Yeah, easy and harmonious.
Yeah. So if it doesn't affect me that much, then I'm not really like tripping off of it. I'm like, whatever, it's all good. Mm-hmm. So second communication style, aggressive communicator. This is the kind I don't like. This is what we're doing. You're going to do it this way. You know, this is your fault if something happens. So people use aggressive communication when immediate action is necessary. Like, I got to come in and really make some changes ASAP and fast, right? Also, if there's issue of safety or legality, it's important for these people to keep, like, also keep the peace, because they're, like, coming in to bring some force.
And I get it, but I don't do well with aggressive communicators either. There's a clash there for me, because sometimes the way that I receive aggressive communication is, you're not the boss of me. Yeah. Like, relax.
Yeah, I feel the same. And I don't really do too well with authority.
Yeah.
I have to be willing to submit. I hate that word. But like, relinquish control. I don't want anybody to feel like they're taking it from me, which is why I did not want to get the jab.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, y'all just gonna take my choices away?
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's what I feel like an aggressive communicator does.
It's like, dictatorship.
Yeah, enforces power over you. That's not a vibe.
Yeah, I don't get along. I've had some interactions with aggressive communicators. Mm-hmm. And it's like, are we fighting? Like, are we about to fight? Because the way you nucking and bucking, that bitch, what? Like, watch who you talking to. I'm not one of your little kids.
Yeah.
The next communication style is the passive aggressive communication.
Mm.
I don't think I get along too well with this type either.
My grandma's this type.
It's like, well, let me explain.
Yeah.
So passive aggressive communicators, these are the individuals who may be like, I don't want to sound mean, but, or that's fine. Or can you please read this again when you're not too tired? Like, you know, kind of beating around the bush type vibe.
I can be passive as well.
So
passive aggressive.
A lot of people are passive aggressive, though, when they're dealing with aggressive communicators, mm-hmm. or when there's a very high risk with your communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel like you might not have the room to disagree, or the demand is too high. So there's a passive aggression there. Sometimes you do have a little bit of passive aggressive ways, and I'm like, just say what you want to say. Just tell them what you're trying to say.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And that comes
with
you wanting
to
be harmonious.
Yes.
And I think the reason why I don't mesh too well with the passive aggressive is because I'm very direct, and I'm like, what are you trying? Like, what?
I know. Sometimes you'll be like, so what do you want? What are you saying? I'm like, huh.
I'm like, so no, what you're actually saying is, this is the root. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. I'm always trying to find a way to keep the peace, not ruffle the feathers. And I'm like, I want to say what I want to say, but I want to say it in a way that doesn't upset, doesn't make you angry, where you don't feel like, oh, this bitch coming at me crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth style. Assertive communication. These are the, I'm not sure, let me think about it and get back to you, or thanks, but I'm not interested, or I disagree with you because I see the situation this way. Now, people, this is you, queen. This is you all day. People are assertive when the relationship is valuable to them, when they want to express that I see both sides of the situation, right? I can see your point and I can see my point. And it's important for them to compromise because the issues, the underlying issues in a relationship still need to be resolved. So it's not to the point where it's like, I'm so passive, I want to keep the peace. I don't have to ruffle any feathers, just take it. And it's also not like, it's my way or no way. Yeah. There's like, I care. We need to compromise. And we also need to resolve these issues.
Yes.
So, yes, I think that both. This is probably the most normal.
I see both sides like Chanel.
I see both sides. Yeah. And there's also, so that's like the more traditional way to communicate what we just listed. But there's a modern approach to communication styles. And we took a little quiz.
We did. And we'll link the quiz down in the show notes so that you all can take the quiz too.
Yes.
Because it helps. Like, it helps us identify, oh, this is what I need. It lets you know how you receive communication best.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're telling a friend, like, homegirl, this is how I need you to communicate with me. I'm noticing that there are some discrepancies or the, you know, there's some issues, and I want us to stay friends. So you take the quiz too.
Yeah.
And we can work together. We all took the quiz, me, Germany, and our producer, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Germany like the back of my hand. So when I was reading Emma's, I'm like, first of all, this definitely sounds like Emma.
Emma, yes.
But the tips are good because we're in communication a lot. So I'm like, okay, so this is how Emma best receives communication. I can keep this in my mind when I'm communicating with her.
Yeah, I think so too. So just really short. And like Brittany said, we'll link the quiz so you can take it and get more detail. But there are four communication styles. There's the analyzer. Should we say what the analyzer is?
Yeah.
Okay. So the analyzer likes facts and logic, prefers policies and planning, is organized, prefers control over chaos, and likes instructions.
And then there's a director. So the director is objectives and results oriented, wants to see productivity, competitive, takes charge, and makes firm decisions.
There's the socializer. This person has a lot of motivation, prefers teamwork, builds relationships, are nurturing and sensitive, and can be a good listener.
And then last, there's the relator. So the relator enjoys change and creativity. They're friendly and optimistic, mm-hmm. likes big ideas and conceptualization, and they're adaptable.
So
if you've been listening to the show and you know Germany and you know I, you probably can guess which one we are.
Yeah. Also, the analyzer is kind of synonymous with the thinker. You might see thinker pop up. You might see analyzer show up. So
yeah.
Just so you know. So do you want to share what you received?
So I got thinker.
Woo! Yeah, no surprise there.
Big surprise there. So mm-hmm. a thinker, just to go more in depth, is very analytical and geared towards problem solving. Slow decision makers who are very deliberate about the choices they make. I am very,
very, very beloved.
I'm very slow and deliberate because you know why? Like usually when I'm making the decisions, just like this description says, like we weigh all the pros and cons and look at the problem from every angle. And that's what I'd be doing. I'm like, okay, so this could possibly happen, but then that can happen. Okay, mm-hmm. so what do I think would be give me the greatest outcome?
Mm-hmm.
All of that. But sometimes this can be a hindrance because if you're a thinker, you can be overly critical and sometimes seen as pessimistic because it's that logicalness, right? You can be skeptical. But ways to communicate with a thinker, which I appreciated, were to avoid too much small talk and socializing.
As soon as it said small talk, I said, that's her.
Yeah.
It's the avoiding of small talk.
I saw a post that said, normalize getting straight to the point when you're talking to me.
I know.
Go slow and give them time and space to think things through. I definitely, Germany knows this. She'd be like, okay, so can we pull the trigger? I'm like, I got to think about it.
Queen. I know.
Like, I got to think about it. I got to look through it and see if this is a good.
I know. She has to go to her Reddit forums. She has to like, I was checking my forums. Let me tap in. I'll be like, as soon as we get ready to make a decision, I'm like, go check your forums.
She's like, is there something on Reddit you can check?
Yeah.
I'm like, she was like, so here's the hotel options for New York. Is there something on Reddit you can check?
Listen, because this girl be doing in-depth research. I'm like, do you want to check?
She's like, do you want to check Reddit? I'm like, we can just go. When you're communicating with a thinker, it's also good to be well prepared to answer their questions thoroughly yes. with precise data.
Oh my God. Okay, stop. We had a conference call today with a brand and you were like, I really liked your PowerPoint. Very thorough. I'm like, this girl.
It was. You know,
very thorough, detail oriented. I got everything I need. I'm like,
It was.
You're like very thorough. I
do
liked
like
it.
The data because I do be having other questions. Germany be like, I got to look into that and I'll get back to you.
What?
That's nothing wrong with that. But I do be having questions. So I'd be like, so what is happening with this? And
oh,
with that?
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I never
like,
know.
I got to look into it. And then
I don't be knowing. I'm like,
she'd be like, I
need to come with all my shit written down for Brittany. Like, we're going at this time. This person will be there. We're going to actually depart. We might stop here. I got to have everything listed. I'm like, girl, you know I don't fucking know. Hey, Bookies. We got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
We also like everything to be put down in writing, and we love when people make good on their promises. That is true. I'm like, you said you were going to do
promise.
You said you were going to do something, and you didn't do it, and I'm disappointed.
Yes. Yeah.
You said. And that was the agreement.
It was out of your
that
mouth.
That was the agreement, and I'm feeling like you don't care.
It's giving, I don't give a
it's
fuck.
It's giving, I don't
it's
give a
It's giving, leave me for dead.
It's giving, he left you for dead, yeah. When he gave you boneless chicken.
Hey, and the little ass water, whatever she
the little ass water, he know I'm big.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Tell us about you.
I got the relator. There's no
surprise
there. So.
You need a shirt that says keep the peace.
This girl,
peacemaker.
This girl is crazy. So out of the four communication styles, this one is the most people oriented. I told you when I was working in retail and I was a manager, I was over talent. People. I was over talent. I did the hiring, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I did the hiring. I did the interview. And I'm like, I do the developing here.
Okay.
People oriented.
Getting the people
okay?
in, the right people in
exactly.
position.
Putting the right people where they belong, where they can thrive. So. Relators are warm, nurturing individuals who value interpersonal relationships above other things, all other things, which I do. I really like the way, I really like to like connect and think about the way people mesh and all of that. So they are very loyal employees, devoted friends, and excellent team players. We are peacemakers by nature, okay? Peacemakers by nature. We avoid conflict and confrontations.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
And I'm going to stick beside her.
Period. But like thinkers, they are thorough planners and highly risk averse. I say that all the time. Like, I do not like taking hella risk. I'm like, what's over there?
Right.
Huh.
Should we go?
I'm like, we shouldn't.
Right.
We shouldn't. We are very, very reliable, balanced, and sincere people. So if you know a relator, or if you might be a relator, this is how the best way to communicate with us. Be patient and slow. Show sincere interest in them as a person.
That's easy.
Let me know.
That's easy. And I do think about those things.
Yes.
I'm like, we can't come in hot all the time.
Slow that thing down, Holiday.
We can't come in
hot
all the time because the thing is, with me, I'll come in with a whole list like, Germany, we got to do this, yeah. and this, and change and do this and improve on this right now, next time. And she's like, wait. You're sucking all the fun out.
Oh, she hates when I say that. She hates when all the fun is being sucked out. Right. Okay, another thing. Build a relationship and learn more about their personal lives before getting down to the business. This is very important to me. Like, even when we have a guest on, sometimes I like to do a little small talk.
A warm up.
I'm like, let's get a chance to feel each other out. Mm-hmm. Do a vibe check. And then we'll move on to what's important.
She really does. Because sometimes we have guests, like normally this happens via phone, not in person. And if they're just so stoic and like straight to the business, Germany is so off put. She's like, well,
it just not.
She wasn't that fun.
Yeah,
she was so serious.
You're right.
So definitely that friendly banter.
It's necessary for me.
It's really
hard really
for me throw
to.
You off.
It is. I'm like, damn, the bitch don't want to be here. What's she acting like she at school for?
Right.
I cannot. That's really true. You can reduce our fears by clearly explaining how a certain change will benefit them and those around them.
I always do that. I'm like, because if we do this, listen. That is really one of my strategies with you. When I want to present something, I'm like,
really?
Listen, look, I found this and then they got this by doing this. And if we do this, we can possibly do that. And you're like, I see the benefit.
I see the benefit. I'm a macro thinker.
I see the benefit.
I'm a macro thinker. I don't think micro. I don't think in small details.
Right.
So I have to see the big picture.
It has to be presented to you as a whole.
And then we can work on the steps of how to get there. And then I'll look back one day and say, look at it.
Yeah.
Look what came of it. So yes, mm-hmm. definitely. That's important for me. You have to be predictable and follow through with what you started. Like if you say you're going to do something with me, do it. Okay. Be warm and inviting. Focus on our feelings. If you know a relator,
feelings.
Okay, it's the feelings. And don't ever push them into a corner to get what you need. It will not work. Mm. A shutdown will occur. I wonder if you looked at the signs, would more people fall into these specific categories?
Based on their zodiac signs. Hmm.
I wonder.
Possibly.
You know?
I don't know, because then our rising, the moon and all that comes into play, so there might be some.
Maybe if you just look at the sun sign.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I don't know, though. Maybe, possibly. But this information is very useful. Like,
did you identify with your... Were you like, I'm not... I knew it.
I didn't know what the options were before I took the quiz.
Same.
When I got the results, I said, duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not surprised either. And I, you know what? A lot of times when we take these little online quizzes, I feel like sometimes we lean towards answering the question in a way that feels like the best answer. It's like, I would do that. But I've learned to just answer the shit.
Be honest. And I like the quizzes that don't make it seem like any of the answers are wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, just find the one that best fits you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I didn't feel like any of these were wrong, like seemed wrong. Like, right.
No, I didn't either. I was just like, yeah, I want a hug. I want a touch.
Yeah.
I'm a feeler. I'm a toucher.
Yes.
That's true.
So can you recall our biggest?
Oh, Lord.
Fallout? Yeah.
Biggest. We've never had a big one.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
We've never had a big one. Honestly, truly, y'all.
I'm not
trying to make us sound perfect.
But I can't recall one.
Okay, if 100% is perfect, we're like 98%.
Yeah.
We're not perfect, but
I think just because we are aware of each other's communication style, that makes it easier to get through whatever.
Yeah.
We have going on. But I'm trying to
The most recent time was when you were going to do my hair. I remember that. And I feel we literally have a fallout, like an energetic fallout where the energy shifts. Because it don't even be a fallout, but like where we don't agree.
Oh, when you said I was sucking all the fun out.
Okay, that's what happened. Now,
yeah,
thank you for bringing that back to my memory. I did say that because Brittany and I are alike, but we are very different.
We're different.
We are a little alike. Shit. What the fuck? See, I'm so emotional. I'll be like, why you say that? We are very much alike and we are very much different. There's a lot of balance. A lot of what Brittany brings to the table, I don't have. And a lot of what I bring to the table, Brittany doesn't have. So we do this show together, like y'all know. Brittany is naturally detail-oriented. She's naturally solution oriented. She's naturally goal driven.
And go ahead and say it is sometimes critical.
Critical, yes. And because of the criticalness, it can turn into like this desire for everything to be perfect, right? So I am the complete opposite.
Or better.
Better, okay, but damn, eat better. Come on, Brittany, just say it. Say it.
Anyway, she
wants it to be perfect. If every time it can, and there's nothing wrong with that. If every time it can be perfect, that's how she wants it. No flaws. Let's get it. And I'm cool with that. But sometimes that just don't happen. That's not the reality. And that's where we differ, right? So we'll do some things and it's not perfect. It don't be perfect. And I'm like, okay, better next time. What does better next time look like? And Brittany will immediately start to chop down.
Because I'm in the moment. No, I'm not chopping down. I'm observing in the moment.
I know, but remember, she's direct.
I'm thinking, I am.
Because she's direct, sometimes
assertive.
It doesn't.
Assertive.
And direct. And sometimes it doesn't come off like, you know, I'm observing in the moment. This is what we could have did to do better. It'll just be like, we missed the mark on this. This is what we did wrong. We should have. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what happens when I'm just not
fed up.
No, not fed up. When I'm not being mindful of the way I'm delivering it, and I'm just saying how I feel.
Yeah.
Immediately in the moment, and I'm not considering how you receive communication best or messages best. I'm just like, what the fuck's going on?
And you know, sometimes I take it personally because I'm like, bitch, I'm here with you.
Yeah, you know? And I'm not talking only to you. I'm talking to us as a collective.
And sometimes she's just talking out loud, but I'm internalizing it. Right. I'm like, okay, damn. So in this particular moment, I can't even remember specifically what it was, but something happened that she wasn't happy about the outcome or the results. And she thought it could have been different. And I'm like, all right, cool. And it just was like too much. And I was like, dog, you taking the fun out of this. Because ultimately,
yeah, she said it.
I did. I said, this is a business, but it's fun for us, right? So some things are just fun. And it's not, we're not at the Beyonce level. It's just not, like, you know what I mean? Something is just lighthearted and it's fun. And I'm like, sometimes it doesn't feel fun. It doesn't feel fun when you do that. And she's like, you always said suck the fun out of things. And I'm like, well, if you're sucking, then you're sucking. And you, my dear, are sucking right now. You're sucking the fun out. And it just was like, it hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
It hurt her feelings. And I think instead of you being like, well, that hurt my feelings, she was like, you just kind of shut down. You're like, no, I don't. Name a time when I sucked the fun out. Name it. And I'm like, you just did it. And we went back and forth and had this little thing. And then it was like awkward. And she needed to do my hair. And I'm like, listen, we are not about to sit here for 2 hours.
In silence.
In silence.
I would have.
Which is downright disgusting.
I would have.
Why?
Because I have a little bit of stubbornness.
Same, but come on.
That's what I'm saying. That's the part that would have made me be silent. Which is why I think this works. Because you want to resolve quickly. So that helps people like me who will stand firm.
I know.
I won't stand firm for too long. Because you know what? I used to be like that in my past relationship. We were both stubborn and we wouldn't be talking for a week.
Weeks.
Like
weeks.
Why are we not talking for a week now?
It's just not that. It's not stupid. That deep. But I do remember that. And that's a part of our resolving. Is like,
I honestly feel like that was the biggest thing we ever got into. And that's just so petty. But I can't recall.
I can't either. And it was like maybe a year before that.
And that wasn't even big.
So now the next time this happened is going to be a year from now.
Right.
Because that was already months ago. I'm like, you're not fun. This is not fun, dog. That's what happened, y'all. I wish it was something like more like.
Have you had, okay, so that was with me, but have you ever had like another friendship where you were always arguing or there was more misalignment with communication?
Yes, I do. Where people were just more judgy and not allowing me to just like be myself. I've had a lot of experiences where like I'm a sick trendsetter.
I hate you so much.
She's really the sick trendsetter. It's like an inside joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know how you, okay, this is my thing. You know how you come up, you're a sick trendsetter, especially in high school or like college, early years, and then somebody's critical of it. Like, I don't like that. Remember when side ponytails were a thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, side ponytails came back in like seventh grade, like 2000s, right? That was a thing. You were wearing a side ponytail.
With a knocker ball.
It was really a thing, yeah. Right? So we were doing side ponytails. We were wearing our things. We were doing our thing. And I had a friend who was like, that is crazy. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you wearing your side ponytail? And then it became the wave, right?
Or
like,
and then they had it in their head.
I said, oh.
Oh, I see.
I see. A side ponytail. So it's just little things like that where it was always like critical of me, like just existing. And I'm like, this is like a little weird.
Yeah.
That's kind of like difficult or like always having something to say about me. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, dog. And at that point I said, I've broken up with my friends before because I felt like they were hanging out too much without me. And
it like purposely excluding you?
No, I was just like, I don't think you guys understand. Like, it was something that got really emotional because sometimes my emotions will get the best of me and I would just be like, fuck you. Because I'm stubborn in that way. Like, you guys don't get it, and I'm out of here. Peace. Yeah. And I did that. And then we didn't talk for a couple months, and they were just doing their thing without me, and then I had to come back around.
Because you didn't have nobody to hang out with.
I'm like, I apologize. I was being overly dramatic. I was being emotional at the time. But, yeah, I can't remember any, like, real blow-ups. But there have been a couple fallouts.
Me and Morgan used to always argue. we used to be actually fighting. a couple of times.
Fist?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Big Leo fist energy.
Fighting. I've had a fist fight with a couple of friends.
Oh my God.
Morgan's one and Crystal's another. It was only one. It was in high school. She was doing something that pissed me off. And back in the day, back in my day, my old self, I'm reformed now.
Brittany.
I used to just react with hitting. I used to just react.
Not if we were friends. Not if we were friends.
I used to just react with hitting, and I remember.
No.
Like, I know it's not cool. I'm not proud. And this is my old self. We were in high school.
Oh my God.
And one time we were in PE, and she said something like she just used to test me. And she said something, and then I just hit her in the mouth.
Close fist.
And then she hit me back.
Fist, mouth.
Close.
Oh my God.
I hit her in the mouth. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I was like, bitch, or something. Just ghetto.
Yes.
It's giving very ghetto.
Oh my God.
And a couple of fists were thrown, but we didn't stay mad at each other for too long. It was like a week or so. And it's like,
did everybody see y'all? Were they around y'all?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It didn't cause a suspension or anything. It was just like, why are y'all fighting? It was so.
And what happened with poor Morgan?
Me and Morgan used to be fighting. I just think that me and Morgan, this is when we were younger too. We were just around each other so much, mm-hmm. and like we were just clashing with our personalities, yeah. that it would just turn. Morgan had a smart ass mouth, yeah. very smart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Oh,
and then
my
it'll
God.
Just turn into us hitting each other. Us hitting each other and then being a little tussle. And I'm like, it's time for you to go home. She would be calling her mom like, yeah, I'm ready to come home. And I'm like, bye, go.
I don't think I've ever fought one of my friends.
Yeah.
I've never fought.
But in adult age, that was younger. In adult age, there have been some friendships where we've like fallen out. And I'm just like, why is this so dramatic? You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, it was just...
Was it like a falling out and then we're not like a slow fade where we're not friends anymore?
We're not friends anymore. It hasn't been a fallout and remend.
Okay.
It hasn't been a fallout and
remend. So then what makes it dramatic?
I think during the friendship, it was dramatic. Like the communication.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
I've had friends that, which is why I know I can't mesh with this style of communicator. Very aggressive.
Aggressive. Yeah. Yeah.
Overbearing.
Yeah.
Too much, you know, I'm pretty mellow, I'm mm-hmm. calm. And when people are very dramatic, I know we all go through our things, and it's different types of dramatic. There's like emotional mm-hmm. or the sick type of dramatic that's too much for me personally. And I'm like, I'm glad that we're not friends anymore because yeah. you were too fucking much, and I probably was too much or not enough for you.
Yeah. That makes sense. I feel like the people in my life now, I communicate really well with them because there's a balance in our communication styles. That's the part that makes it like, okay, you're too assertive. Spot. It's probably really difficult for you to be friends with somebody who's too direct because you're very assertive. So then you guys are always doing the
clash.
Yeah. Like Morgan probably has a very aggressive communication style. If she has the little smart mouth, unless it's passive aggressive.
Yeah. Now it's different, but as kids, it was definitely giving.
Aggressive. And you've probably always been direct.
I have.
So it's just like, it's just
I have. And
fire,
if you listen
fire.
On Patreon huh? to the last check-in, I think that was an issue with the arguments. Mm. Aggressive couple with direct, because I'm not going to withhold how I feel. Mm-hmm. And you feel like your opinion is very valid. That's the aggressive approach. Like, this is what I said. This is what I feel. And yeah. I'm like, and this is what I feel.
It would be interesting. I'm going to have my honey take this quiz. Mm-hmm. I think you should do the same.
See what his communication
style is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because maybe, and you can share yours. Like, yeah. This is my communication style. I think it will help us.
I'm a thinker.
You are a thinker. Yes.
Yes.
So, what tips do you have for our homegirls that will help them communicate better? Like, what do you have any?
I think the number one tip, taking this quiz so mm-hmm. that you can communicate to other people how to communicate with you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't have the words. We don't have the tools. We don't know it necessarily, or we can't verbalize how we best receive communication. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to be like, you know what? there's something that's not, there's something very much something. Something.
It's very much something.
That's why I don't like talking to y'all. I don't like talking to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have the words to let this person know what's not clicking.
Yeah.
And when you have this information and you honestly answer the quiz and you get the feedback, you can tell someone, hey, this is how I would like you to communicate with me. And when you present people with the tools and they're well equipped, it's like, if you're not communicating with me in the way that I have expressed and verbalized or not even making an effort, now I can really say it's just not a vibe because you have what you need and I have what I need so that we can effectively communicate and you're just refusing to do it. Fuck you.
Yeah. I like that.
That's I don't know what to tell you. So that would be my tip. Get the self-awareness and then communicate it to the people, the friends that you're going to be communicating with and the relationships that you value.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I would say to, of course, learn your own communication style and bring to the table what you need somebody, you know, bring, give what you want to receive. If you want respectful communication, give respectful communication. If you want it to be like, peaceful, then try not to be chaotic when you bring a conversation or need to discuss something with somebody. You know, my sister, honey, she is a firecracker.
That fire sign.
She's very, very fiery, and like sometimes she just, and she's very direct. She don't know how to be like,
she's not thinking about it like,
she's not, she just says what she wants to say, and it comes off as like poor communication because people aren't always ready to receive what you want to say. And depending on the way you're going to present it, they are standoffish to what you want to say. And a lot of times she wants to say things to my mom and I'm like, you got to slow down and present it in a way that is receivable. So I would say, if you don't like it when somebody's disrespectful with you,
don't be disrespectful.
Don't be disrespectful. And whatever else that looks like. So definitely awareness, like you mentioned, and just giving what you want to get.
I like that. And sometimes, you know what, we're in the thick of it and we don't have, maybe we haven't had the time to take the quiz or even take the quiz for ourselves or tell our friends, our homegirl or homeboy, whoever, to take the quiz. Sometimes we're in the heat of an argument, a disagreement, and we just need to bring it back down to a base level to keep respect at the forefront and make sure we can maintain this friendship or this relationship.
Yeah.
So here are a few de-escalation tips if you find yourself in something and you got to hurry up and pull into the first aid kit.
Period.
You don't have time to think about, okay, you like me to communicate. It's like we just need to get down to a base level and then we'll take the quiz after. Okay, so the first step is don't rush the process. When there's a disagreement, sometimes we just want our points to be heard and that's it and that's all. But when we are in this space, it is very valuable to just go slow.
Yeah. Don't rush.
Don't rush. Fizzy pop.
That's what it is.
Don't rush. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. We have a little time to talk through it. We don't have to talk about it forever, but allow yourself time because sometimes you're just trying to get to the point so fast, you end up saying things that you cannot take back.
Yeah, which would kind of segue into the next tip, which would be to provide space. If you're a person who wants things resolved very quickly, this can be challenging.
Yeah.
I know, this is very hard, but everybody is not in the space to process their feelings and their emotions and want to talk about it right then. And if you run into that kind of person, honor that. I mentioned on the check-in many, many moons ago, Andres and I had a little falling out. It was our first tea, y'all. And if you want the tea, go sign up for Patreon.
Yeah.
But we had a really like intense interaction one night. And I communicate, like Brittany mentioned, if there's a disagreement, I want to resolve it. I want to solve it so we can snuggle up, baby, and act like it never existed. But he is different. He's like, he needs to process his feelings. He needs to go through it, think
That's
about
how
it.
I am
yeah.
too.
And then come back. And he was like, I just need to go home. I just need to go home. And I'm thinking, like, why? Why? Why do you want to go home?
She's thinking it's the end, even like, and that's how you probably think with all things. That's why you want to resolve it so quickly. Like, we need to leave here
with the resolve. Let's not go to bed mad tonight.
Because I'm going to feel like,
period.
What are you thinking when I'm not here in
what
your
are
presence?
You thinking? But
that allows you to think other things.
You need to only be thinking about me.
Yeah.
But honor space, provide space, know that the person will come back, and hopefully they are calm enough to communicate effectively where you can get your point across, they can get their point across, and everybody can be heard.
As a person who needs to analyze and weigh the pros and the cons, I feel the space thing. Space is essential for me because in the moment, I haven't fully processed. I have to take the information that was presented away from here.
Yeah.
And go in my own headspace and figure out what's happening here. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back and let you know about the decision I've made. Don't force me.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. If it's a bigger thing, if it's something petty like me sucking the fun, fine.
Yeah. You know what, though? I know that about you. Like, I know the way even you're going to process decisions and things that come up and like information. I'm like, hey, I know you process differently.
Sure, like, I know you process.
I do. I say, I know you process things and handle them in your own way. Just letting you know I'm here for you.
Right.
Because Brittany is. She's very like logical, methodical, has to think it through. So yeah. I know I can't rush a decision out of her. I can't be like, so what are you thinking? What's the plan? What's the decision?
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ready. I'd be like, I'm done. It's over. Where are we going? Yeah. What's next? Okay, let's do it. I'm quick.
Right. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Another good tip to de-escalate is to validate the other person's feelings and experiences,
yes.
Which is a very mature and sometimes hard thing to do because we feel the way we feel.
Yeah.
So you got to really be the bigger person. Mm-hmm. Put your big girl panties on.
Yeah.
When you're in disagreement, but also acknowledging that I hear you.
Yeah.
That you can just say that.
I hear you. Yeah.
I see where you're coming from. I can see how you feel that.
Yeah. People just want to be heard and seen. That's it.
And sometimes that's very hard for me because I feel like my issue is sometimes I feel like in me saying that you may think, and this is some work that I have to do, but the other person may think for 1 second that I agree with what they're saying and I don't.
Release that though.
I know. And I'm working on releasing it, but that's the part that has hindered me from being like,
I see you and I hear you.
I hear what you're saying.
Maybe you can also say, I have a differing opinion about that. Maybe you can start with that to let them know your perspectives, which would allow you to lean into being able to honor what they feel.
Right.
Like, I have a different opinion about that, but I also see where you're coming from.
And I could also maybe care less.
That too.
Because it really, I guess, doesn't matter if I know how I feel and how I see things. I don't have to prove necessarily to the other person.
That's also the other person to validate your feelings and your experiences. It's not one-sided.
That's very
so
true.
So if you guys are having an interaction where it needs to be de-escalated, then everybody has to
be on the same page.
Have whole space.
It makes it easier to de-escalate if both people are working towards de-escalation. If one person wants to keep it turned up.
Right. And I guess, you know what? We'd take the tips out of order here because you just mentioned de-escalation and everybody being on the same page. Remember the end goal. That's a tip.
Yeah.
Remember why you guys are together. Remember what you're doing this whole thing for. Whatever your mission is, to be together, to be best friends, to be romantic partners. You just want to love this person. You know, you just want them to feel supported and valued and heard and cherished. So whatever. And if it's not a romantic relationship, y'all just want to work together. You just want to change lives. You just want to be
friends, effective, besties.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Remember the reason why you do what you do, why you're together in the first place.
And also try not to take things so personally because we are all living our separate lives outside of whatever the disagreement or conversation may be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we project. That's just a normal human experience. Yeah. Like, I know I have to be conscious of when I'm having like a bad day or not feeling the best, not being short and snappy. Like, bitch, I didn't do it. Like, why are you coming up in here with negative energy? Like, trying not to project how I'm feeling about something else onto the friendship or something completely unrelated. So knowing that, try not to take everything so personally. Like, people do still need to be held accountable and not acting crazy.
No.
But try not to take everything personally because we understand that people are having different experiences outside of the friendship.
Yeah. And if you're communicating with somebody who you trust, then there's also no reason to take things personally.
Right.
You know, it's like sometimes people are just giving you objective advice, and that's really hard. That's really hard for people who are emotional and who are not as logical. It's like you want to insert yourself into every situation where you just become emotional about it all. So what I'm working on is trying to be more objective and learning from people who are more logical and reasonable. Like, I always learn from Brittany. I always learn from certain people who, you know, Andres, who they can have a conversation who they're very direct. And it's like, I'm not even tripping on that. Like, I didn't take it personally. They just said what they said.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, mm-mm, but they said it like this.
Yeah. Germany would take it so personal. Like, somebody personally set up a mission to fuck her over.
Right. And back. Like, mine. Right hand on it and on frontal. Right. Your frontal off. That's how I'm feeling, okay? Feeling like my frontal's off. I'm like, wait, what?
Why he got my frontal?
What was said?
Yeah.
Why you being weird to me? Okay? That's what you said. That's what you said, though. Right? But I think the takeaway would be to communicate effectively.
To be intentional.
Be intentional. Learn the way you communicate. Learn the way other people communicate. Because like I mentioned in earlier, we all just want to be heard. We all just want to be felt. We all just want to be seen. We all just want to be understood. And that's what proper communication gets us, right?
It is.
We feel like, wow, what I say matters to you. What I think matters to you. And I am praying that you all receive that.
Yeah, because we get a lot of DMs about friendship beef.
Mm-hmm.
And the root is usually miscommunication.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys tell us the whole story and it's like, I see exactly where you fucked up at, you know? And if we just take the time and the energy and the intention and just decide, I'm going to do better. Sometimes a friend might not be immediately on board, but we are reactive. So if somebody is coming at you one way, you're like, oh, wow, I'm going to change too. Or I'm inspired to change too. I see the effort that you're putting in and it's making me want to do better.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to be the trailblazer.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to be the change you wish to see
in the world. The change maker. And they're like, okay, this friendship has transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Or send them this episode. Like, girl, listen to this.
Yes, yeah, send this episode to a friend or two. One of your
homegirls.
Send it
to a friend.
Someone
let her know.
Think and find value in it.
Yes.
I think that's it.
That's it for that.
Oh,
so
shit.
Now
I have to remember this piece.
Now it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem. So, we're supposed to say that in unison. Pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem.
So we are back to sipping wine.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
And
what you got?
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Oh.
Has a rosé that's pretty tasty. It's smooth. It's affordable.
It's the Cali rosé.
It's the Cali rosé. You can find it at Trader Joe's, Sprouts, and probably your local grocer.
It's this in this glass.
And that's what we're sipping on. So, cheers.
Cheers to healthy friendships and to
great communication.
Period. More communicative interactions.
Okay, so we will chat with you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.